What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You have the top 25 Steelers of the 21st century, this quarter century, 2000 through 2024. Now, I also made a companion list, and I will compare mine as we go to yours, but you have the authoritative list here, counting down 25-1, and this took you, you were sweating over this.
And I told you, I had more difficulty, I feel, with the back half of this than I did the front half. I probably had more difficulty with 21 through 25 than I did 1 through 5. And we could probably discuss once we're done.
Sure.
The bubble and the bubble that was burst for a couple of different names, because that bubble was loaded up. It was a very tough bubble this season.
When you name somebody, I will tell you where I had the person on my list. So start with number 25.
25, I went with one of those guys that did cross over between the 90s and the 2000s, because he came out in the 2000s and had three of his best years. I went with Jason Gilden at number 25 on my list. He went back-to-back-to-back Pro Bowl nods from 2000 to 2002. At one time, he was the Steelers' all-time sack leader over James Harrison before he passed him up, and then before T.J. Watt passed up Harrison. Maybe he's remembered more for his game in the 90s, and he had an 11-sack season in 1998, but he came into the 2000s and had his two best seasons in 2000 and 2001. So I know it wasn't a huge sample size from him in the new millennium, but I think Gilden was a hell of a player, and I didn't want to leave him off here.
I have him at 20, so I might have him a little high, but I thought the same thing. Yes, known mostly for what he did in the late 90s, but was also just kind of an argument for Watt still being a great player. He was still productive at 30. Kevin Green just got to the Steelers at 30. Greg Lloyd, I think, led the league in sacks at 30. So a lot of these guys at 30, look at James Harrison's career really didn't get going until 30. So he's one of these long careers, and that's why he was the all-time sack leader, even though sacks weren't an official stat back when L.C. Greenwood and those guys played. So he made my list too. 24.
24, I did go with Chris Boswell. We debated this if you wanted kicker on this list, because it's not one of the key positions on either side, but the Steelers have turned him into a key position because of how inept their offense has been over the last several years. And a little tip to the cap for Boswell here. He probably would be higher, by the way, but he has objectively had two pretty bad seasons. One really bad one in 2018. They don't win several games in 2017 without him. They don't win a couple of games last season without him. And without Chris Boswell, that playoff drought is even longer by a game because he was the reason they beat the Chiefs way back in the 2016 divisional.
Didn't feel right putting him on here because of the other names I have on and the ones I left off. So he was on the cutting room floor. 23.
Lamar Woodley. And maybe it's just for that single run that he had in the 2008 season where he had a great, I would say really good slash great regular season. But then he was a monster in the playoffs. In the three games they had in 2008, he had six sacks. And he had the cincher in the Super Bowl that year, the sack and then the fumble recovery from Brett Kiesel in that game. Woodley, another one of those guys, kind of like Gildon, who, because he didn't have a ton of time in 2000, that's why I had Gildon at 25. Woodley, a shorter prime than you would have liked, but he was really good when he was at his best.
I had him 22, so we're seeing almost him the exact same way. 21 on your list of the top 25 Steelers of the quarter century.
Kind of the offensive version of Lamar Woodley. I went with Santonio Holmes at number 22.
I just had him flipped. I had Santonio 23 and Woodley 22.
Holmes had some really solid seasons here. You could even say some really good seasons here.
He didn't produce like a first-round pick until the playoff run, and then he was really good the next year.
And you got into that 2008 playoff run, and he was one of their best players. And he, outside of that, you know, the Polamalu pick six against the Ravens, he had an argument for some of the most signature plays of that playoff run. He had a punt return against the Chargers. He had the long catch and run touchdown against the Ravens. He had the play against the Cardinals in the Super Bowl. I think Holmes has to be on here.
Who's 20?
21, you mean?
Oh, yeah, 21, my bad.
Willie Parker gets on there at 21 for me. Undrafted player, so maybe I weighted it a little bit more in his direction because of that. He had, I think it was 2007, he was the league's leading rusher until he broke his leg very late in the year. You look back at Willie Parker, and again, you see not that long of a career, but he had some really good seasons in a Steelers uniform, and he's a two-time Super Bowl champ with the 75-yard
touchdown
run. I put
him 18. I have him higher than you. He was the Steelers running back for their Super Bowl wins in 08 and 05. He was the guy on both teams. I know Bettis was there in 05 too, but he was really the guy that got the lion's share of the carries and obviously the big run in the Super Bowl. And then in 08, he was their guy because Mendenhall was hurt. So I had him 18.
20, I went Aaron Smith. Everybody loves this guy.
Wow. I am shocked you do not have him higher.
Where'd you have him?
I have him 12.
I
love Aaron Smith.
I probably could have had him a little bit higher. He was a player that you heard.
I'm a big Aaron Smith guy, man.
You heard how underrated he was so often that he probably is properly rated or maybe even overrated by the time you got to the end of all of that.
A
really solid player on those Super Bowl winning defenses. I just feel like there were some guys ahead of them that
I can't wait to hear some of those names
I thought had bigger impact.
So he was 20 or 19?
He was 20.
Okay, now we're into the guys who made the top 20. Donnie Steelers of the quarter century, 19.
19 is a guy that you told me you left off your list entirely because you forgot about him. Ike Taylor.
That was brutal by me.
I think Ike Taylor has to be one of the more underappreciated Steelers of the 2000s.
Clearly, I forgot he existed when I made this list.
But you also felt like those defenses were so good. Ike was almost viewed as one of the weak links, when in reality, he was a really good shutdown corner.
Had an interception when it mattered most in the Super Bowl, even though he got knocked for his hands his entire career. 18.
Lawrence Timmons. Really solid inside linebacker.
I like that pick. I had him 15.
I loved Lawrence Timmons in the Steelers defense. I thought it was a good pass of the baton, even though these guys played together, a good pass of the baton from Ferrier to Timmons. And he was Mike Tomlin's first draft pick, and I'd say a hell of a pick.
17.
The man in the middle of that defense who was eating up blockers left, right, and center, that's Casey Hampton. First-round pick way back in 2001. It doesn't have the long list of accolades like all pros and Pro Bowls per se, but Hampton was kind of the straw that would stir that defense. he was so good at his job, it allowed a lot of other guys to do theirs even better.
Okay, I had him at 14. So I'm curious here. Like, there might be a couple names that you have ranked here in the top 15 or top, maybe even close to the top 10, who I just left off my list altogether.
I went with the bus at number 16.
Wow.
And I know that he was at
his
best.
That is a controversial selection.
I know that he was at his best in the 90s, but Jerome Bettis still had some really good seasons post 2000.
I think he had two. I think 2000 and 2001 were his last two good ones. I mean, he was still obviously a spiritual leader of those other teams.
2004, he had a good year.
Well, he scored a lot of touchdowns. Which is part of it. I can't act like that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, he started to become more of a part-time player.
Donnie, I didn't even put him on my list. I am surprised.
He probably should be lower.
I'm surprised you have him ahead of Parker, and I'm surprised you look at that snippet of Bettis' career and say that's better than Aaron Smith and Casey Hampton. I'm very surprised by that.
I think he's a player that just holds such sentimental value to people, so maybe I felt that way about him when I was putting this together.
15.
Minkah Fitzpatrick, number 15.
Item 17.
People may think of him in a more sour sense because of his last season here and now his departure from here, but I mean, he was a multi-time All-Pro player, and that first year with Minkah Fitzpatrick in 2019, the Steelers would not have finished at 500 without him. He was as important to that defense as T.J. Watt was.
Yeah, the Tomlin streak would not exist if not for him. He should have been the MVP of that team. 14.
14, I went with David DeCastro.
I have him 13.
Incredibly solid in the middle of that offensive line. If it wasn't for Alan Faneca, probably the best 66 in team history, because DeCastro was kind of that 2010s version of him. They were the beneficiaries of a draft night slide, and they end up getting a guard that was a multi-time All-Pro for a decade.
12. Your 12th?
No, this would be 13.
13. Your 13th ranked Steeler of the last quarter century.
I went with Peasy. Joey Porter's my number 13 player on this list.
He just cracked my top 10. Item 10th.
Yeah, member of the All-2000s team. He, even though he had his best year statistically in Miami later on down the road, he was the lifeblood of that Steelers defense in the 2000s. Kind of like the conversation we had about Lambert yesterday. Maybe he wasn't the best player on those defenses that won Super Bowls, but or won that Super Bowl in, at least in 40, but he was like the spiritual leader of it. The locker room speeches were legendary from him, so Porter gets the number 13
spot. So this next one's 12?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to guess here that 12 is Lev?
No.
No! Who's 12?
James Ferrier.
Timeout. You've got Bell ahead of Ferrier?
Lev Bell, yeah.
Oh, no! Whoa!
You didn't even have Ike Taylor on your list.
I know, it's a bad job by me. I'm not saying I have a perfect list. I'm shocked by that.
Lev Bell was the best running back in football for multiple years at his best.
Yes, but it was a 3-year run? Ferrier was policing the middle of their defense for a decade and was great at it and probably should have won multiple Defensive Player of the Year awards.
What'd you have him at, 5?
I have him at 11. I'm more...
Oh, okay, so one whole spot higher. You probably had Bell at 12 and...
I had him at 16.
Ferrier at 11.
I had
him at 16.
I'm just surprised by the guys that you have Bell ranked ahead of, clearly. That's why I'm complaining about it. Anyways, you should...
I didn't have him that much higher.
You should probably use this time to praise Ferrier, because I just... jumped in. And
so I guess this is my Brian Reynolds, Jason Bay.
It is, yeah.
For you.
If you asked your dad, who was a better Steeler, Ferrier or Bell, he's going to say Bell? No way. No shot. Come on
now.
Yeah,
probably not. My dad's not making the list, though.
No, but you fall back on your dad's opinions. It's Al Oliver opinions. Apparently he thinks Ed Ott's the strongest man who ever, was born. I don't know. It's just... okay. All right, so you've got Ferrier 12, and then 11 is?
Heath Miller.
Oh, my God, I didn't put Miller on my list.
Oh, and you want to come at me. You want to come at me, and you didn't put Heath Miller on the top 25 Steelers since 2000 list.
Yeah, that's
You're done. You're done.
That's bad.
You're done.
I didn't.
Ike Taylor's one thing.
I don't know.
The best tight end in team history.
Yeah, he is.
A fan favorite for a decade. You didn't put him on your list.
I didn't. I don't know why.
But heaven forbid I have Lev Bell two whole spots higher than James Ferrier.
Yeah. No, it's a very good rebuttal by you. I just blanked on him.
Anytime a white guy catches a football, they still chant his name.
I'm aware of that, Donnie.
Heath is number 11. Lev Bell is number 10. Because when he was at his best, he was one of the best Steelers of the 21st century. The prime was just a little bit too short to put him higher.
I can't believe I didn't put Heath on my list. But the list is the list. I have to live and die with it. I already submitted it to CBS so they could put it up on the Selection Sunday show. I can't call him back and say, hey, I actually forgot about Heath Miller. Can you please give me a second chance here?
The prime wasn't super long for Bell, but he was always one of the best players on the team, maybe outside of Ben and AB.
Yeah.
And I do think for a multi-year stretch, he was either the best or a top three running back in all of football.
Who is nine?
Marquise Pouncey.
I have Pouncey 8.
Okay.
So now we're getting close.
I was kind of worried that he was another guy you left
off. There might still be one more. I mean, at this rate, I'm going to forget Ben.
But yeah, I mean, Pouncey, he continued a great lineage of center play, taking over after they went through it for a couple of years with Sean Mahan, Justin Hartwig. Pouncey stepped in as a rookie, won the job out of camp, all pros, Pro Bowls. I mean, he's a borderline Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's going to be a finalist.
Yeah, he's worthy of a top 10 spot. Cam Hayward, number 8. Another guy that will end up being a borderline Hall of Famer. When I was first making this list, I actually had him a couple of spots higher, but I decided to flip-flop a couple of names. Not many players have had the back half of their career go the way Cam Hayward's has.
So maybe I'm just like recency bias because he's coming off a great season in his late 30s. I put him 3.
3?
Yeah.
Man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I couldn't do that.
Like, let me ask you this question.
I love Cam, the player and the person. I couldn't do that.
Does he... he clearly doesn't, because there's going to be guys you have ahead of him who didn't win Super Bowls. But... I'm thinking about this, because I'm basically saying right now I think Hayward has had a better career than Watt by putting him there. But I don't feel like I'm that far off, just because he's played more games in a Steelers uniform than any defensive player ever. And I know he got a late start on things, but he's basically been a really good player for what? What would you say? 10 years?
Yeah.
Watt doesn't have 10 good years, because he hasn't played 10 years yet.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying, Hayward had like the reverse career of what you would expect. I feel like his first couple of years, just due to the fact that he was blocked by some veterans,
yeah,
people probably worried like, oh, is this, you know, is Ironhead's kid ever going to make an impact? And then here we are in 2025, and we're saying this dude's a borderline Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I probably overrated him. Next.
James Harrison.
This is seven for you?
Yeah, would you put his career...
I put Harrison 9.
...up against Hayward's?
Hayward's has the longevity.
He does have the longevity factor. Harrison able to combine the accolades, also has the Super Bowl rings, and he has one of the most memorable plays in Steelers history.
No doubt.
As a little feather in the cap.
I think that... When the two come up for Canton, though, I think Hayward is a better shot at getting in because of what I'm saying, because of how long he's done it for.
And he still has a chance to finish the career a little bit
stronger. Yeah, he's still going.
Yeah.
Next?
I went with Watt at 6.
I have him in the same exact spot.
When I initially did this, I had Harrison, Watt, Hayward, or some combination of that, where I kind of flipped around a couple of those names. I mean, most sacks in Steelers history, that absolutely counts for something, and he did it in a very, very quick manner. Defensive player of the year, he probably should have another one at least. No playoff wins. I know that's a knock. That's why I didn't really want to put him any higher, but absolutely one of the best defensive players that the Steelers have had since 2000.
All right, your top five Steelers players of this quarter century.
Hines Ward is number 5. One of the toughest wide receivers of his era. Didn't have the flashiest of numbers of some of those guys that played in that same era. Like, I wouldn't say for him, was he the best wide receiver at any point over his career, because he's competing with guys like Randy Moss, T.O. You can go down the list. But as a most complete wide receiver, a handful of people may put him at number 1. We know he's the greatest blocking wide receiver to ever play the game. He has the Super Bowls to add to his accolades. He has the Super Bowl MVP also to put on his mantle. I think he's a top 5 guy.
I put him 7. 4.
Alan Faneca.
Same exact
boy.
Spot. Malzie would be fighting both of us right now. He'd be raging mad here.
Yeah,
he's not,
I mean,
one.
He's on the Steelers offensive line, Mount Rushmore. You have Mike Webster up there. You have Dermonti Dawson up there. You have Alan Faneca up there. And he's absolutely in the conversation with both of those other guys.
Here's why he's not higher for me. You can't count 98 and 99 from him.
Right. And then he was gone by,
and then he was gone by
07?
07's his last year. Yeah. So I think, like, we're not taking his whole entire career. He played 3 more years after he left Pittsburgh.
Right. I mean,
an All-Pro in one of them.
I probably would have had him higher if he
was a one helmet guy.
More of a, like, a decade than 7 years in the 2000s.
3?
Antonio Brown. It's a controversial pick because he's such a hated character. He's such a hated human by people. And I'm not advocating for the person that AB is.
Yeah.
But there is no question he is on the short list of best players I've ever seen in a Steelers uniform that I've personally ever seen. And this spans most of my life. Basically, my whole cognitive memory is the list I'm going through right now, and Antonio Brown is one of the best Steelers I've ever seen. When he was at his best, he was the best receiver in football, and I still think he's the best Steelers wide receiver in team history, despite the lack of Super Bowls.
I put him ahead of Hines. I have AB 5, and I have Hines 7. All right, here it comes. We know who the last two are. It's just a matter of what order you put them in. Two?
The best defensive player I've ever seen in a Steelers uniform. That's Troy Polamalu.
I did the same thing.
If he played a little bit longer for me, there's the real argument for number one, considering the top guy played for nearly two decades. Troy, maybe the most exciting player that a lot of people have ever seen. And he would show up in big games all the time, whether it's a wild card interception, whether it's the pick six against the Ravens, leaping over the offensive line on a fourth and inches, whatever it may be. Troy was one of those dudes that embodied the Steelers in every sense of the word, dating back to the good old days of the 70s. But he just didn't quite reach the longevity that the guy at number one did.
Yep, Ben.
And it's Big Ben. I mean, he won two, he got to three. Was he ever the best quarterback in football?
No.
No. But I thought Mike Florio made a pretty strong point for him earlier. He always gave them a chance. He always had them in the conversation of a Super Bowl. And look at what has happened since his departure. Now, that's mostly on the Steelers and not really on him, but we were spoiled in the roughly two decades that Big Ben played here, and it has been a disaster since.
How many of these guys do you think Malzi would have had ahead of Ben? I think he's doing AB for sure.
I think he would have like moved Ben down to four and maybe pushed all the other guys up. Like Troy, AB, Fanica in some form or fashion.
How about Hines? That would really be
the
eternal
close
debate. I can't believe I left off Heath Miller and Ike Taylor.
The Miller one's really bad.
They're both bad.
Like, okay, Ike's one thing. It was also just perfect timing since you just jumped all over me about Lev Bell.
Yeah. All right, so here's the guys that I put on my list that you didn't. I put Cordell 25.
Oh, man.
Got MVP votes. Wasn't bad in 2000. Was excellent in 2001. And as you pointed out before he went on the air, that was about it.
Yeah.
Sentimental choice for me. Larry Foote, 24. 11 years with the Steelers. That's a long time.
I interviewed Larry Foote in high school.
04 defense, 05. You didn't have hair then, and you had huge sideburns.
Had a big interception in the AFC title game.
I put Harding's 21. I think he's one of the more underrated Steelers players of this
era. That was one that was very difficult for me to not put on the list. Harding's, Kiesel was another one. I don't know if you had him.
19. How did you not put Kiesel? Well, I didn't put Miller or Ike, so I'm not really one to talk.
That's why I said I felt like the final few out of the 25 plus, I mean, you could argue I wasted a space with Boswell since he was a kicker, but that's why I said like it was more difficult for me from 21 to 25 than it was 1 to 5. Because there were so many names that popped up. Like, I didn't put Ryan Clark on the list. Played here for a while.
I didn't either.
But
we didn't put Shazier.
There just wasn't enough. He was fantastic in 2017, and I think he was going to win Defensive Player of the Year, but there just wasn't enough there. It was one great year.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.